This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we want to write your phone calls here for the fourth hour today ahead of Kate Daly taking over in 15 minutes. Let's go ahead and talk to the caller that's holding the longest, Owl Killer. Been calling in for over a decade from Virginia, unless it's another Owl Killer. Owl Killer, welcome.
No, Alex, this is still the same Owl Killer. And, hey, I just want to say to everybody listening, so I donate $30 a month on top of all the supplements that I purchase from you. At least the way I figure it is a dollar a day for all the information you're putting out. And anytime I can, you know, I'm buying supplements.
Well, if you weren't supporting us, we wouldn't be here, brother, so thank you.
So and I'll give you an example of information that nobody was putting out. I remember in 2014 when I was stationed in Bahrain at the time, when Russia, there was a vote in Crimea where the people had voted to join the Russian Federation and Russia annexed Crimea. You said if NATO pushes, that Vladimir Putin will take all the way up to Kiev, and that's where we are today. And again, I don't like to see any type of loss of life at all. You know, war is a reaction, and peace is a thinker's man game. But if you listen to Vladimir Putin, that speech that he gave earlier in the week, and you know, a lot of people
apologized for the communists and said communism's evil, and we want you to be your sovereign country, but you can't be a vassal of the West to attack us. It was powerful. It was true.
Absolutely. And now the other thing that people don't pay attention to was he also brought up Bosnia and Kosovo and his reaction to it in how he saw NATO basically just killing people and destroying.
Oh, yeah, NATO dropping thousands of tons of DU on the people.
Another reaction that he had, I remember when Muammar Gaddafi was overthrown in Libya and how the outcry that he had, he's like, how he was murdered in the street like that. Gaddafi, not a great guy. It's just the reality of the situation. But
well, Gaddafi, though, came into the West, invested billions in Europe, was set up, and wanted to love Obama, and believed Obama was really a Muslim and wanted to work with him, and they set him up and killed him. So I'm not going to even say Gaddafi was a bad guy. I think Gaddafi really meant well, actually. He wasn't perfect. He was born into that, and he did that coup and everything. But they set him up and raped him to death with a Kalashnikov bayonet.
Yep, and it was Putin's reaction to that. That was a NATO operation. So that is the fear he has of NATO on his borders. That's why he is so disturbed by the encroaching military bases and, you know, the weapons being put that are being sent to Ukraine. But at the end of the day, this whole great reset, you talk about why does Rand Paul or Ron Paul talk about this? Because at the end of the day, Ron Paul was right. It's the bankers. You talk about the BlackRock, how they're buying everything up with money that they have. They're buying up all the tangible assets before the dollar is basically worthless. And at the end of the day, they are the ones that are pushing these wars. Lee Stranahan was on your show last week, and he brought up the Miguel Khodorkovsky issue with Russia when Putin had nationalized Yukos Oil. The shares went to Jacob Rothschild. You cannot make this up.
Oh, I mean, Rothschilds have been involved in everything evil forever. I mean, they're like cancer. I mean, it's just they funded Napoleon, they funded Hitler, and then Hitler killed Rothschilds. But they don't care. Wherever the power is at, they're going to be funding all sides. You can't help it. They own the economists. It's just all out of control. I appreciate you, brother. I appreciate your call. All right. We're going to go to break in 1 minute. Because, again, while we're still on air, because we have 300 radio affiliates, and radio has 15 minutes of ads an hour. That's the standard deal. We do it. Everybody's spoiled the podcast, so am I. It pisses me off. But that's how it is. We love our stations. We support them. So we're going to go to a one-minute break, join stations, and go to Anonymous in Maryland, Greg in Florida, and Charles in Utah, and then Kate Daly's about to take over here. And then the great Owen Schroyer, who does such a good job. He was great when I hired him 6 years ago. He's even better now. He is amazing. So is the morning show with Harrison Smith, 8 a.m. And, of course, they've had Matt filling in, doing a great job while he's been off. 8 a.m., Infowars.com, American Journal, 3 p.m., Central. The War Room with the great Owen, the Cup Destroyer. Troyer, that is what it's all about. Your word of mouth, we win. You don't spread the word, we fail, and so do you. But you're not failing. You've been promoting everything we're doing, and I salute you. I've been on air more than 25 years. And long before I started selling high-quality vitamin D3 8 years ago, I've been promoting people taking vitamin D3 because it is essential. And if you're not getting sunshine every single day, whether you're black or white or Hispanic, it doesn't matter. Your body will be susceptible and wide open to so many of the threats that are out there. It's just like you need oxygen, you die in 4 minutes without oxygen. You die in 5 or 6 days without water, you die in a month without food. Well, that's because these key minerals and elements and vitamins are in the food that you need. And one of the most important for your immune system and your overall health is vitamin D3. We have the highest quality in winter sun with vitamin K that boosts all your body's defenses, available right now for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody, old, young, black, white, you need vitamin D3. This is the best quality out there, and it funds the InfoWar 50% off.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
The echoes of the past become the dreams of the future. Crucify for no sin. Whistling past the old graveyard. Let's talk to Anonymous, Greg, and Charles before we hand the baton to the next amazing guest host, Kay Daly, take it over. Greg in Florida, thank you for joining us on this incredible Friday edition. What's your view on what's happening?
Hey, Alex, how are you?
I mean, it's getting close to the next level here. I am definitely concerned.
Hey, brother, Godspeed and all the force be with you. Last time I spoke with you a couple months ago, I brought up the pandemic bonds. And I wanted to go over a couple things with you real quick. About an hour and a half ago, I just spoke with a friend of mine who's outside the country. He's a former special ops, special force guy for the U.S. His wife is from the Ukraine. And last week, they got most of her family out except for her parents. I don't know why they stayed behind. They're outside of Kiev right now, and they said it's not really that, it's not bad yet, but, of course, standard military op is, you know, for them to close down the roads and everything, you know, getting into Poland. That's where the rest of the family went, last week. The next thing I wanted to touch base with you, and this, do you remember back in the Obama administration, all of the bonds that were written, China was basically giving the U.S. a lot of money, and we were basically turning over these bonds to them.
Yeah, China was buying the majority of our sovereign debt.
Absolutely. And then China, still during the Obama administration, before he left office, there was no other country in the world that would buy, even at a huge discount, the paper, because China knew they weren't going to get paid back. Okay. When this was happening, I started hearing stories. I do international trade for the last 30 years. You're hearing about more and more Chinese people, what they're doing here, et cetera, et cetera. Then, the last 10 years, they've been the largest VC, venture capital investors here in the U.S., even more than the U.S. Institutions. And, that's one thing. And another thing I will tell you this, you made some comments about a half hour ago about wars being won or decided before they're ever fought. And that's so true. I had a company. Called Laser Tech International. It was my chief scientist. This is back in the early 2000s. My chief scientist, his name was Alan Hill. Okay, Alan, in fact, it was even his name was I saw one time even on the History Channel. Alan Hill developed and directed Star Wars under the Reagan administration. This is basically what Reagan, when he told the guy with the birthmark, what's his name? Gorbachev? Yeah, told Gorbachev, you know, there's nothing you could do to us, okay? And that's basically...
Greg, are you saying you were the director of Laser Tech?
No, no, I own Laser Tech.
You own Laser Tech?
Yes, yes. No longer.
Actually, I know some about that, so let me put you on hold of your name and number. Would you like to... We'll prove who you are. I believe you. I recognize your voice, actually, from somewhere. And will you come on the show and talk about this? This is big news.
Absolutely.
All right, guys, put his name and number. Get his name and number. I want him on as a guest, like Sunday or Monday. Thank you so much, sir. Wow, incredible people call in. That is just amazing stuff. So don't let him go away. Please give that name and number. Okay, let's go to Anonymous in Maryland. Anonymous, you're on the air. Then we'll go to Charles, and we'll wrap it up. Go ahead, Anonymous.
Yeah. Decade-long listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
Valid. I just want to respond to just everything on a universal level that you're talking about today, and I just want to say a quote here to start it out. Whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and institute a new government. And time again, people ask you what to do.
No, you're right. The Declaration of Independence is there. Yeah.
You know, and they ask what to do. We have three vessels. We have the body, the mind, and the spirit, right? They can't break our spirit. Our will lives through our courage. Buy reset boards. Buy the storable food. Up your, you know, for your body to be prepared, you have to feed it the right things. For your mind to be prepared, you have to feed it the right things. For your spirit to be prepared, you have to feed it the right things. Your products work, and they elevate you in a way that's unexplainable. I suffer from RA. If you don't know what RA is, it's rheumatoid arthritis. Until I had bodies in my life, I was a miserable person, and I put on a fake smile for a long time. It's a lot easier to absorb information, to want to get on and have the time to listen, to connect and meditate not only with the universe but with yourself. We're building, right? We're building these three things, the body, the mind, and the spirit. We're backing those things up with good things. And the good stuff that's out there.
No, you're absolutely right. Like, I know all this health stuff, and I try to follow it. But I wouldn't even be alive if I didn't take the supplements with all the stress I'm under, the things I do to my body. But beautifully said, and I want to thank you so much, Anonymous from Maryland. What's your final view on Russia? What do you think is about to happen?
I mean, I think that we're going to be at war. I think that they already have this in our minds, in their minds, not in our minds. Sorry, correct myself there. And that we need to be prepared. You know, the next step that we can take is spreading word of mouth. When we keep this information and knowledge to ourselves, we gain nothing.
But no, I agree. In fact, it's cancerous. You've got to take the evil you know about and expose it, or it kills you. Thank you so much for your call. Charles in Utah, ahead of Kate Daly, about to take over. Go ahead, and thank you so much for holding. Truckers are going to D.C., and we have Homeland Security announcing they're watching them. Ooh, Americans are peacefully driving their trucks, and Psaki says, we're watching you. She's totally punch drunk and doesn't realize what she's doing.
Hey, this is Charles. I was just going to say I wish the convoy well. But I think the best thing we could do is get a Canadian lawyer and perhaps that lady lawyer from California that's representing the convoy. And if we get all the truckers, independent and company drivers, which all of them could participate in what I'm talking about, all of us take the country's advice and go home for 10 days. The major cities will start ripping themselves apart in about three from lack of food. Fuel will be out in about 5 days. And then we can get a list of demands of whatever we want and kind of make the government pay for their dues.
Well, that's right. People say, oh, don't do a siege. That's what the globalists did. But they did it saying take a digital ID to make us more enslaved. If we have lockdowns done by the people to say no to Klaus Schwab, no to the New World Order, no to Bill Gates, we break their will. Absolutely, brother.
Yep. and it'd be peaceful on the truckers' part because all we have to do is sit at home. All these liberals in these big cities, they'd start tearing their local governments apart and they'd come down on D.C. up there in Washington because they won't fed.
I agree with you. And before they put the robots in charge of everything and the self-driving cars, the rest of it, we've got to get our information in place so that we can exercise our power before we lose it. Thank you so much. That's for the call, sir. That's why they're so scared of what's happening in Canada and around the world, because they want to teach us we have no power. Just stay in your house, starve to death, give us your children, but we're not going to do it. All right, folks, I'm about to hand the baton to the next great guest host, Kate Daly, katedalyshow.com. She's about to take over. Please don't forget, Sunday I'm doing like a special six-hour live show and so much more. Owen Schroeder's coming up in 45 minutes. Infowars.com/show. And the way we are beating the censors and beating the globalists is your word of mouth. So don't call in thanking me. I want to thank you. You are everything. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you, Alex. Alex is a good guy. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host, and you can go to katedalyradio.com to stream my live show right after this, right after this hour. And happy to have you there. Before we get to our amazing guest, just a side note about Ukraine-Russia situation. Everybody's talking about it. Me too. I don't think it's World War III, as many are saying, and I don't think that will happen until our economy is flattened and until we are unarmed, quite frankly. And I also, obviously it's going to involve us, but I will be talking to Joel Skousen next week about this right here, and we'll have a great conversation about that. In this hour, I actually think it'll end pretty quick, too. In this hour, I have an amazing guest. Her information blew me away so much that I had to have her here with me to speak to you, and I really want you to hear her. She's going to be talking about the shots, reproductive, what she's finding in the reproductive systems, what she's finding with possible sterilization, you know, all of these types of things, and then also the massive cover-up on ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. She's got some mind-blowing information, and welcome to the show. Dr. Jancy Lindsay, how are you?
Thank you so much, Kate. I'm great. Thanks.
I'm glad to have you. She is a director of toxicology, molecular biology for toxicology. She holds a doctorate, a PhD in biochemistry and molecular biology, Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. She has extensive experience in analyzing the molecular profile of pharmacologic responses as they pertain to the dose and response relationship. Her expertise centers on evaluating the complex dynamics of toxicity. You name it. She knows it. Very, very smart, smart lady. Dr. Lindsay, you blew me away on the information that you had. Will you please tell everyone what you've been finding on, and it's scary, on the reproductive nature of the people that will be taking these shots and getting these shots right now?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, just a little relevant background. Back in the 1990s, I participated in the development of a contraceptive vaccine. I was working as a research technician at Baylor College of Medicine, and I worked on the zonepolucida immunocontraceptive vaccine. So I'm well aware of the technology. I have worked on vaccine development myself. And I've since worked in a lot of animal models over the years to study various diseases and looked at different endpoints, including reproductive and pulmonary endpoints. So I have a bit to say about what's going on reproductively. I can tell you that a lot of it's being hidden. There is no way that pregnant women should be getting these shots at all. There's no way that anybody of reproductive age or future reproductive age should be getting these shots at all. I believe that the spike protein immunogen is going to act as a syncytin analog. And syncytins are proteins that are important in our reproductive systems. They regulate a lot of things. Syncytin 2 regulates immune tolerance to the fetus, so the mother doesn't attack the fetus. Syncytin 1 is important in placental development. And trophoblast invasion. They're both important in the maintenance of pregnancy. The syncytins are important in fertilization. Sperm to egg, they're fusion proteins, and they have similar conformation and amino acid sequence to the spike protein that they've chosen as the gene therapy immunogen. Immunocontraceptives don't always work right away. In fact, many of them take several boosts in order to induce sterility. So papers coming out now in the beginning saying that if you've had one dose or two doses and they don't really see much much of a reproductive endpoint in some of these studies they've done does not guarantee that they are not acting in an additive fashion over time, that they won't induce sterility, or that there isn't a difference between younger people and older people. In fact, we've seen with different immunocontraceptive vaccines that if you immunize someone before they've reached fertility, that can sterilize them, while if somebody's already reached ovulation age, it takes a few boosts to sterilize them. So we just need to keep that in mind, that the game is not over here in terms of assessing their effect on reproduction. And I don't know if you want me to go through the numbers, Kate, as we are now.
Sure, because I think it's we all know that these are eugenists. We all know we all know their game plan. And I think this needs to sink in for the American people, is that we may have a lot of people trying to get pregnant that won't be able to. You're starting to see very, very scary things in the lab and have shared those things because you're trying to go around, speak and talk about all these things to people and saying, stop doing this to your kids and stop doing these to the young adults. In the FDA document, which we were talking about a year ago, I'm saying the FDA.gov document on Pfizer, it said if you want to plan a family, if you want to start a family, do not take this shot. No one reads the pamphlet when they're getting that shot, I guarantee you. They don't read through the fine print. Yes, let's have the numbers, Dr. Lindsay.
Yeah, so I think some really important numbers come from the DMED database. This is the Defense Medical Epidemiology Database, and it is extremely reliable despite the fact that they said they got their numbers wrong for 5 years before the latest numbers came out. They have seen a 437% increase in ovarian dysfunction since the shots came out, a 393% increase in infertility diagnoses in males, a 577% increase in infertility diagnosis in females, 174% increase in congenital malformations, birth defects, 352% increase in abnormal menses, and an 85% increase in spontaneous abortion. In the VAERS database, we have now 23,958 reports of menstrual disorders. We have 4,080 miscarriage, 8,936 vaginal and uterine hemorrhage, 470 cesarean preterm labor birth difficulties, 115 stillbirths. And we have to remember that the VAERS database is only estimated to hold less than 1% of all adverse effects and deaths, and we have an additional 11 databases that are being reported into at this time that hold vaccine adverse reactions and deaths, so we expect it to be much smaller as well. This is devastating.
It is.
I don't know how to get through to people.
Right, because this is 1%. So everybody needs to calculate that, and I know everyone in this audience knows that. This is, well, VAERS is 1%, and they shut down the swine flu shot, over 50 deaths. Look at all of the things that are happening. I know everybody here is aware that the military came out with all of their numbers and increased cancer. You're talking about all the numbers with miscarriages and all kinds of things that are going on. You can't ignore this. Even with the VAERS numbers at 1%, you cannot ignore this. It blows my mind that they're sidestepping this. Media robots, you know, won't talk about it, won't say a word about it. That doesn't shock me because they've sold out a long time ago. But I love that you're telling people this because people need to be very aware. We don't have a pandemic. A pandemic is when people die all around you. We have people dying in ICUs. That is not a pandemic. And people are going in for this shot, even though the rate of having a sniffle is 99.8%. They're running in for these shots, and they don't realize they might be sterilizing their children for life. We'll be right back with Dr. Jancy Lindsay. She's got some more amazing information you need to hear about, what they were finding with women that donate eggs, all kinds of things I want to talk to you about, and the massive cover-up with ivermectin. So we'll be right back.
Two life-changing, life-empowering products are now back in stock after being sold out for months at InfoWarsStore.com. Winter Sun is the highest quality organic vitamin D3 taken under the tongue. It also has vitamin K, critical for your immune system and so much more. It's 50% off, despite the fact it's going to sell out very, very quickly, because everybody needs this. Old, young, black, white, it doesn't matter. You need what's in Winter Sun. And then we have Brain Force Ultra, super fast-acting, amazing, clean, nootropic system that is a complement to Brain Force Plus and, of course, Turbo Force. All three of these are different formulas, but all three of them take your mind and take your focus and clarity and alert us to the next level. It is 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. Thank you all for your support. If you haven't tried these products, you really need to, because they are amazing. InfoWarsStore.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Your guest host this hour. Appreciate you tuning in right now, because this is such important information. I really am. We need to share this. People need to know what they're messing with in the reproductive side of things. I have Dr. Jancy Lindsay on with me. Dr. Lindsay, what were people finding, or what were you finding when you were realizing women were trying to go and donate eggs as they had in the past? What was happening after they received their series of crap shots?
Hi, Kate. You're referring to a whistleblower at an IVF clinic came forward after I spoke to the CDC about my concerns. She told me early on that they were seeing very different results in her IVF lab with some of the embryos arresting in development at about day five. These were from donors. They were previously healthy matched donors. and they had had successful embryogenesis before with these donors, and they, for some reason, after they received their vaccines, the embryos were resting early on, and this was something that she was very alarmed with.
Yeah. Wow. When somebody takes one shot versus all of the boosters, I feel the booster is a drip system. I want to know how you feel about that, and is it making it worse and worse and worse? I remember the doctor that studied animals and said he came up with a sterilization shot, not just a contraception shot, but a sterilization shot, but it was done in a series of shots. They had to have a series of shots that had a certain amount of time between them in order to sterilize the animals. He died mysteriously in the summer of 2019, right before 2020 hit. Murdered, I think. But I would like to get your take on that as far as all of the shots versus one shot. Let's say somebody got one shot and they went, "Oh, I'm not taking anything else." Do you have any information on that?
Yeah. So as I said, I worked on the Zonopellucida vaccine, which was probably the vaccine that you're speaking of at Baylor College of Medicine. It's an immunocontraceptive vaccine, and for several species, it takes several shots to induce sterility in the animals. It's an additive effect. We see the same thing with the HCG immunocontraceptive vaccine. You need several boosters. In Africa, when HCG was mixed into the tetanus shots, in order to sterilize that population or doing an experiment in the population. I'm not sure what they were doing. It was just there and intentionally, clearly. It took several boosters to induce sterility in that population. So we don't expect it to be all at once, but it might be for kids because you get a differential response in kids. With the Zonopellucida vaccine, what we saw in animal models is that you get a complete ovarian destruction following. We were developing it to be a temporary immune contraceptive, and it would have been really attractive is that because it would have prevented fertilization rather than preventing implantation like a lot of contraceptives do.
I see. So it stopped early on. It stops it early on before the fertilization, and that's what's a little different here.
Yeah, so we may be talking about the same vaccine if he was working on the porcine Zonopellucida vaccine, which is used now. That's interesting. I feel like I've come first full circle after all these years. It's so true. It's quite interesting.
You know, women were coming in and having more problems donating eggs and things like this. The spike protein, we know, settles in a few various organs, right? You have myocarditis, you have ovarian things going on. And so mainly, I think people don't realize is the spike protein is not natural. And the spike protein, I think, can be transferred because Pfizer admits it, called occupational transference, section 8.3 in the documents that they had to release. They wanted 75 years, but they had to release them. And so what you're saying is this is congregating in the reproductive areas, and nobody's really talking about this. I've heard you and I've heard a couple of doctors talking about this. And you're blowing the whistle on it, which I so appreciate from you. What a smart woman you are in doing this, because we have a severe, severe eugenics issue going on underneath the myocarditis, underneath the stroke, underneath all of the death. I mean, if that wasn't bad enough, we really, truly are proving the case for eugenics right now. I mean, if this is the case, if we're going to see kids 10 years from now trying to get pregnant in their 20s or 30s and can't, it just blows my mind.
That's my fear. Yeah, that's my real fear, Kate. And parents are going into this just really blind. And they're also being told by people that, frankly, should know better. They do not have the data on pregnancy and long-term outcome. They do not have the data on teratogenicity and carcinogenicity. And shame on these doctors, these physicians, these health boards for telling people that they do because they don't. I don't know what else to tell parents besides please don't give your kids these shots. They don't need them. They have more of a chance of suffocating or drowning than they do dying from this virus. There is absolutely zero reason to give your kids this vaccine. Myocarditis cases are exploding in children. In just 4 months, we've had a 69% increase in cases. We've gone from 10,000 something in October to 32,000 something as of February 11th. And we know that the main target population for myocarditis is our young kids, teenagers, and young adults. 12 to 20 is the prime group. Of course, we don't know in the 5 to 11-year-olds because we don't have reporting on those cases yet. And we absolutely know, as you've heard, that the CDC is withholding cases. So it's impossible for us to know the real numbers. And if they're withholding cases, folks, if the FDA and the CDC is messing around and they're corrupted and we can't trust their data, do not trust your child or yourself with this vaccine. It is not a vaccine. It's a gene therapy, and it will hurt you. Don't do it.
Absolutely. And when they keep saying safe and effective, I want to cram safe and effective down their throats, because everything is safe and effective. How can you say that when it's been on the market for a nanosecond and everyone knows it? It's amazing to me that they could get away with that. I'm sure it just shocks you every day when a doctor stands there like a robot and says it's safe and effective. It's safe and effective. Bizarre, right?
Yeah, those are talking points. The data shows us that it's not safe and it's not effective. I think I said rotavirus vaccine was pulled after 10 cases in 1999 by Sophia Ventis. The CDC looked into it after 10 cases of bowel obstruction. They were doing all kinds of studies, and by 15 cases, Kate, they had pulled that vaccine and were no longer recommending it on the childhood schedule. Now we have hundreds of deaths in kids, and nobody's doing anything. Healthy athletes are dropping dead and nobody's doing anything. It's just another walk in the park. Oh, kids have heart attacks too. Kids have strokes too. Come on, folks. Be smarter than that.
I saw an ad that said if you chew gum with GMO, you can get rid of COVID. I'm not joking. It's getting to the point where it's just a comic strip every day, and I hope people are seeing through it. I think a lot of people are waking up. In your industry, for what you do for a living, because you're on top of all of this, I hope you guys took in her bio because, man, she knows what she's talking about. Pushback? Because I know that most doctors are kind of told you follow the line we give you. You're getting a lot of pushback, Dr. Lindsay?
So I have a little bit of a different practice. I'm a consulting toxicologist in litigation. I do chemical exposure cases, some medical mal, some missed pill overdose cases, toxicity of different chemicals, toxicity of different formulas, and whether or not certain chemicals in certain formulas cause cancer or not in reproductive organs and other organs. So I deal primarily in the litigation industry and in the insurance industry. And I have had a couple clients that have said that, quote, my political views were not something that they wanted to be expressed, which I found extremely interesting since my toxicological views have nothing to do with my political views.
Amen.
Amen. I voted both parties.
We're going to talk about ivermectin when we come right back, but there's just so much to say on the subject that she just brought up and pushback, but we'll come right back. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. We'll be right back. Please stay with us because we're going to be talking about the big ivermectin cover-up, and this is a big deal because they knew, the doctors were telling them, and they ignored it. We'll be right back.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, we're back. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. Go to katedalyradio.com to stream my show live for 3 hours right after this. I'm on the dial all over the nation. And I also, my guest that you know right now is Dr. Jancy Lindsay, and she's amazing. Very, very smart woman. Her information blew me away on fertility, what they're finding after people are taking these shots and the problems that they're having with fertility. And so I had a guest, Dr. Lindsay, whose husband died of a heart attack 4 days after the shot. He got the third shot. And the hospital said it was a normal heart attack. Well, she had an independent autopsy done, and the pathologist said that he had never seen that kind of heart damage before in his 25-year career, and that he was seeing this only since these shots. And so I don't think we realize to the degree of the kind of damage. It looks very, very different than even what people would think would a normal heart attack versus a heart attack after these shots and what it's doing to our system, I'm sure. We just don't realize.
No, we don't. But if you go back to the early coronavirus research that was done in the 40s, in the 60s even, it was found early on, interestingly, this is a fun tidbit, the coronavirus most closely related to coronavirus now, was found as a contaminant of Treponema pallidum, which is the causative agent of syphilis, in the John Hopkins Nichols strain of syphilis that was being shipped around the world to study the disease. It was only found in the Johns Hopkins strains. And Johns Hopkins had been manipulating coronaviruses for some time. They had investigated the murine encephalitis coronavirus. They had investigated the feline peritoneal coronavirus. And I find it interesting that it was only in their strain of syphilis that this coronavirus that's causative of heart damage and cardiomyopathy and myocarditis was found. In fact, Ralph Barrick at the University of North Carolina picked up this propensity for coronavirus, this particular coronavirus, to cause heart damage and proposed to use it to infect animals purposefully in order to study cardiomyopathy and myocarditis. And he published a paper on that in 1992. Anybody can look it up. So it's no surprise that these shots cause heart damage and cardiomyopathy, because they've been known to do so since at least the 60s. So people should know that. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm just shocked. Let's talk. What are we doing to our society, and what are we going to see in about another year to 2 years? You know, the insurance companies are buying reinsurance policies because they're expecting a windfall of death over the next year to 2 years. Cancers are going through the roof. I'm sure you're seeing this, and I was just blown away. They're expecting something of a 40% jump in deaths, which is huge. They maybe at every 1 in 200 year occurrence. So it's getting crazy.
Yeah, we just have to stop these shots. I mean, that's the thing. We don't need them, and we get bound up in all this, the efficacy, the safety of the shots. We don't need them. We've never needed them. Ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine work wonderfully, which is a good kind of segue into what I had talked to you about with regards to the Mississippi State Health Officer, Dr. Thomas Dobbs, covering up the efficacy of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine in his state. When doctors brought it to him and were very excited about their trials in a 1,500 patient cohort where they had zero deaths and only 6% hospitalization, which was fantastic compared to the rates that everybody else was having. Very excited. They go to him. They say, oh, we need to publish this. We need to write a paper and get it peer reviewed. And he absolutely quashes it. He wants to bury it. He says, don't call HCQ ivermectin. By the way, all this was found out through a FOIA request that was undertaken by Dr. Carol Hill, an OB-GYN who's now retired. But she asked for emails that had anything to do with hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, and Dr. Thomas Dobbs, the Mississippi State Health Officer. And she got a collection of emails back, which indicate that in July of 2020, he seemed to be partially okay with hearing some information on the efficacy of hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. But by September of 2021, he was actively trying to bury the wonderful results that a group of doctors in his states had that were trying to publish in a journal and get this out to doctors so that they could treat patients. In my mind, this is just as good as killing patients when you cover up good results and you try to bury it. He said, don't call HCQ ivermectin antivirals. Acknowledge that
HCQ. Say that.
Trials. Now, at this point, there were already over 65 trials that showed that ivermectin was useful, including Peter Corey's large study. He said, acknowledge that it's impossible to discern the impact of any drug given the multiple drugs used. Again, not true. They were extremely successful using hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in this population, some of the poorest populations in Mississippi who historically hadn't had great compliance with medications were doing wonderfully in an outpatient environment getting these prescriptions. And he said, state that the observational trials are biased and RCTs would be needed to validate any findings. And then he says, just a beginning. You know, I really feel badly for these doctors, among them the past president of the Mississippi State Medical Association, Dr. Michael Mansour, who tried to bring this to Dr. Dobbs and get this published so that they could help patients in their state. It's pretty alarming to me.
Absolutely. I can't believe they can say hydroxychloroquine isn't antiviral. And also, we know that ivermectin kills even cancer cells. I mean, this information has been out by the NIH. They've done their own studies, for Pete's sakes. So how are they doing this? How are they doing this major lockout of ivermectin with all of the world studies? I mean, obviously, everybody knows the, you know, Nobel Peace Prize, all of these things. How are they doing this? Can you go after them?
They obviously have talking points, and they're obviously making a lot of money. We also had a discussion with Chief Medical Officer of the Mississippi Singing River Health System, Dr. Michael Roth, trying to convince him, Dr. McCullough, Dr. Amerling, Dr. Brett Barker, and I. CRNA from their hospital reached out to me after seeing some posts on LinkedIn that I had posted, asking me to speak to his department. They were having alarming numbers of deaths in the hospital system. Nothing was working. And he said, please talk to the CMO and please talk to these pulmonologists in my department and tell them that ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine are working with your doctors and see if we can adopt a protocol in other medicines. There are also many medicines that are promoted on the McCullough protocol. So we did. He seemed very receptive to making that change and initiating some new treatments. Unfortunately, nothing happened after that.
I wonder if people sue. I wonder if people can sue for them just ignoring the information, suppressing the information. I mean, this is a cover up. This is a massive cover up.
Yeah, it is. And it's killing patients. This isn't an abstract, oh, they just decided not to use it. It's actively killing patients. When you know, when you have doctors telling you, I've treated thousands of patients and I haven't lost a single patient by using this protocol, none of my patients have ended up in the ICU, and you choose to do something where you know the patients on that other protocol, such as remdesivir or these other medications, are dying at alarming percentages, you know, 20-some percent in the hospital if you go on remdesivir, and you choose to give your patients that protocol instead of the one that you know is working, you're killing patients. You are actively participating in killing patients, and that is not the job of a physician.
Amen. Amen. I was blown away because there's emails, there's information on this with all of these doctors going, and they take in the information and do nothing and still pimp out their remdesivir. Remdesivir failed the trials, has been on the market for about a blip, but it's safe and effective. But this one that's been around for 30 years worldwide is not safe and effective. Absolutely a cover up. And I really do hope people start suing, don't you?
Absolutely. Ivermectin has over 24 different mechanisms of action as an antiviral. And so for someone to say that it is not an antiviral, furthermore, it was noted by EcoHealth Alliance, as was hydroxychloroquine and INF-gamma, and the NIH, is being effective towards the SARS family of viruses. So this false narrative that it doesn't work, it's only out there to kill people. I don't know how to say any different than that.
Well, I so appreciate you. Dr. Jancy Lindsay, thank you for joining me. Great information. I really do hope people share this and share it widely. You've been speaking out, and I really appreciate you whistleblowing on this. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kate.
You too. Kate Daly, katedalyradio.com. Thanks a lot, you guys. See you next week.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.